for members only. Golf Smarter number 451, published on August 26, 2014.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
How to use game golf to lower your scores. Part two with CEO John McGuire.
This is Golf Smarter.
Welcome back to Golf Smarter for members only, John.
Hey, great to be here, Fred.
It's good to have you here 2 weeks in a row. My goodness.
I know, it's fantastic.
We got to get it together more often. I want to get with you face to face, but you're so busy. You're traveling so much. As we're recording this, the PGA show, merchandise show, the off-season show is happening in Las Vegas, right?
That is correct, and we are there.
And what's the report so far?
I think there was demo day was yesterday, and today they have been on the show floor. So I haven't actually checked in with Julie yet, our head of marketing, to see how it's going. But what I do know is it's a slower show than the main show, which is in January. But I think by all accounts, I did talk to Mike, who's one of our sales guys, and you know they've lots of meetings set up. They're busy, which is good. But I haven't really got a debrief from them just yet.
Okay. And are you going out?
I'm actually flying there in the morning.
All righty. Well, good luck. I hope it goes well for you.
Thank you so much.
We talked a lot about what's been going on with the company, what's been going on with your partnerships and the sales. In this episode, I want to talk about the unit itself and what it does for us. Now, I can testify all night long what it's done for my game. And I really believe that the information, the data that I've received from my game golf has lowered my scores. I truly believe that.
Fantastic.
But let's break it down now. And I'm going to start with what kind of data can the golfer receive once they've entered their round into the computer?
Yeah. So number one, your shot distances. That is definitely something that most golfers out there really, really love about the system. You know, we know that the average golfer in the U.S. under clubs, they select the wrong club. And we know that because one of the features that we have is your approach shot to the green. And we see on average, you know, it's over 50% of golfers are coming short of the green continuously. So, you know, for the first time ever, golfers have access to how far they're hitting that club. Obviously, with range finders, etc., you know the distance to the pin, but the reality is most golfers select the wrong club to get there and they fall short. So that's definitely something that has risen to the top in terms of a value proposition, why this is really good for the golfer. Then, you know, over the last few months from listening to our customers, the golfers using the system, and ourselves actually, because we're golfers and we're out golfing, there was a lot of requests in for more advanced stats, such as, you know, when you're standing on the tee box, knowing what percentage of your shots are tending to go left of the fairway or right of the fairway or straight down the line. Because most golfers, again, they don't really know what they're doing when they're playing. Whereas if you visually can see what just happened, now you can start to do something about it. Whether you're getting coached by a PGA professional or whether you're just trying to figure it out yourself at the driving range. You know, this is an indispensable tool that really allows you to see what's going on in your game. And then you've got the more, you know, the more traditional stuff that, you know, greens and regulation, you know, your fairway accuracy, your driving distances, your, you know, number of putts, your score. So for the users out there, your users that watch the tour events, you know, you can see the system ShotLink that is being used to capture the tour players, you know, how far they're hitting it, what direction, things like that. Well, this system is, you know, instead of having 300 people following you around the place doing that, which is used on tour, you have a little device with little tags that go to your clubs, and they allow you to capture your data in a way that you can start looking at what you're doing on a golf course. And it doesn't matter what type of golfer you are. If you're a high handicap golfer, it could be all about gripping it and ripping it and see how far you hit that ball and then sharing that, or, you know, trying to compete with your buddy. Or if you're a mid to low handicap golfer that's really trying to dial it in, that's really trying to improve and get to the next level, you know, this system gives you access to what the tour players have at a very affordable price.
And we'll get into that price at the end of the show. But right now, I'm looking at my personal dashboard at GameGolf.com on my laptop, not on my mobile. And right now, it's so I go approach. There gives me off the tee, approach the green, and scoring, and the statistics that it gives. And you know, we recently did an episode where we talked about taking your game from the driving range to the course, and the pro that we were discussing this with Ken Doherty was saying that don't look at your distances on the driving range as what your distances truly are, because those balls are not the kind of balls you play with on the course. So to me, that was shocking. It's like, oh, okay, now I know how far I hit my ball. Well, really, you don't. But with this, as I'm looking at this, right now I'm looking at approach the green inside 100 yards by distance, and it shows me that 4% of my shots are left, 7% of my shots are to the right, 5% are long, 23% are short, right? And that number was much higher a couple weeks ago. And I've got almost 40 rounds already logged in with Game Golf. And when I saw that I was having like 40% of my shots were short, and that's part of what I went, oh my goodness, I don't hit those clubs. I do need to club up a little bit more. And right now I'm at 60% of my shots are within 15 yards of the pin.
That's fantastic.
That's really, I was surprised when I saw that. I think there's a lot of shots that I do are off the green and I'm chipping up and I can get closer that way, but yeah, that would count that, right? It just, I mean, anything that gets you fantastic to the green.
Yeah, I mean, that is fantastic. And that is, I mean, that's, if you look across golf, one of the problems right now with amateur golfers, normal golfers, is the underclub. And there's no real system out there today that allows you to easily figure out what's going on. So Game Golf allows you to see what's happening. And as you just described, you know, and you just described actually the results of knowing your data.
Right, right. And it gives me options of by distance or by club, inside 100 yards, outside 100 yards, outside 200 yards, 200 to 225 yards, 175 to 200 yards, 150 to 170. I mean, I can break this down in so many ways. And then it filters out all lie types, all rounds, all courses, all lie types or tee box or fairway. There's so many different ways that it breaks down what you can do. And once you start looking at this over a period of time, you learn a lot. And then you start thinking, okay, where are the holes in my game? All right, I was coming up short a lot.
Yeah, it shows you the weaknesses, basically. Now, maybe not everyone wants to see their weaknesses, but I'll tell you one thing everyone wants to do. They want to enjoy their round of golf. They want to enjoy it better. They want to hit sweeter shots. And when you go at the green, you want to land on the green. And the system basically, you know, after, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rounds, the more rounds on it, the better it gets, actually. So, I mean, I just know one thing, and I am the focus group size of one, and I am the CEO and founder of this company, but I hate playing golf without the device on me now, because I'm just so used to being able to capture my data, upload my round of golf, and see what happened. And then because I'm a very social animal, I am just a social person, I like to be able to shoot off to Facebook and our Twitter or our email, my brother in Ireland, or what, you know, I like to share so that I engage in a conversation with my buddies in Ireland, because I'm from Ireland. I miss the country. I miss my friends a lot. And this is a way for me to interact with them. It's a way for me to have the banter. You know, I think I might have said it already on your show. It's a way for one of the guys in Ireland to say, you know, no wonder it was a hard day today if you're hitting a 3-wood 75 yards or something like that. So it allows for a conversation to happen. It allows for engagement to happen. And if you're not into any of that, it doesn't, you know, if you just like going out there at the weekend, even having a few beers, whatever, it's fantastic because it captures your game, it captures your round of golf, and it shows you what you're actually doing and what distances you're getting from those clubs. And a big thing actually that we're finding are some a lot of feedback that we're getting, because we're in a lot of retail right now. So what's happening is people are looking at their shot distances and they're doing a gap analysis. So they're beginning to understand, well, because you visually can see your distances. So a lot of amateur golfers are actually hitting their 4-iron and their 5-iron the same distance. So when they see that, what they're doing is they're going back into the pro shop or back into one of the stores, and they're replacing out one of their clubs for a hybrid.
Yep.
So there's you know, and who doesn't like to buy a new club? You know what I mean? So, I mean,
me.
It's, yeah, you.
Once I get locked in, I don't want to hear anybody pitching me on anything new anymore.
Well, we're not selling clubs, but that's what's happening. It's another benefit, or it's something that we hadn't planned, actually. It's just a side effect of people using our system and realizing that, you know what, I'm not getting any difference in my distances between these two or three different irons, so I need to change it, or I need to do something different. I need to change the setup in my bag.
That exactly happened to me last year. I did a fitting for a new driver, fairway driver, a 4-wood, and a couple of hybrids. And the driver's been fabulous. I'm looking at my stats right now. It says that my average distance on my drives are 224 yards, 51% fairways hit. Interestingly, 26% left, 23% to the right, which is interesting because I generally have a fade. But it does say that my longest drive was 318 yards, and I caught that after I had posted it, and I had said, yeah, that's it. I looked like 318. Wait a minute. Oh, and it didn't. It was my fault because I, you know, operator error here. But what I was about to say is, so I got these new hybrids last year, right, and I just didn't feel like they were going as long as my previous set of hybrids. And so I just pulled them out and I started hitting the other ones again. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling better about these, bringing back the old hybrids. And last night I went and looked. I'm hitting them the exact same length on both sets.
Right, there you go. That's interesting.
So I'm like, oh, all right. Well, it's just the way I look. You know, I feel holding the club and looking down on the club, I'm more comfortable with the older set. But I'm hitting them the same distance. So,
yeah.
And I would not have known that. I would have had this in my mind that it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I would not have known if I didn't get to see what's going on here with this information.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, stats by themselves can be dry. So what we've spent an incredible amount of resources on is bringing this data to life, so visually that you can see the data, that you can see the course you played, and you can see, you know, an overlay of each shot that you took on the course and the distances. So, I mean, nobody likes looking at an Excel spreadsheet. So what we've done here is we've created incredibly
beautiful graphics.
Yes, beautiful graphics, very well designed. I mean, this really is, there's a lot of resources, time, and effort gone into what we have developed here.
Yeah, and it really looks like it. So what is the difference between what you get on the website on your computer versus what you get on the mobile app?
That is a good question. I don't think there is the difference between the web and the mobile app. So the iOS app is, as far as I'm pretty sure it's exactly the same functionality. Obviously, you know, web and phone is smaller screen size, obviously. So it's designed in such a fashion that it fits the right size.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have an Android app that we just actually recently launched. So as far as I know, the Android app doesn't have the analysis feature right now. The advanced stats.
Okay.
So that's coming. It's in the system. It's just to surface it on the Android app. But that's all part of the roadmap, and that's coming.
And I do have the Android app because I do an Android phone.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do, yeah. And I've been using it more than I – but I also have an iPad, so I go back and forth.
great.
And the fun part about this on the phone is that I get when people who I'm following, when they post around, it's like, oh, okay, where did you play today? Really? You're posting this with only 9 holes you played? And you do that. You'll play 6 holes and you'll post it, right?
Yeah, I do, yeah. I post whenever I play. I mean, and the other thing with me is, even if it's bad, I'm going to post it because that's reality. I mean,
That's how your handicap works. Yes, you got to have the bad rounds in there.
Yeah, and there are some people in this office that don't post the bad rounds.
Who are you looking at right now?
I'm looking out through a glass window and I'm thinking there's at least 5 of them out there.
Well, I played this morning. I went out and I'm right here. I'm looking at off the tee. How did I do this morning? And I hit 90% of the fairways with the average of 215 yards. Nothing went right, only 10% left. So I'm very pleased with that.
That's so impressive.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But it's impressive because I've learned what I should be looking at, and I've taken the time. There's a video that you and I did together that is now posted on our Golf Smarter TV channel. And one of the things that I commented to you is, like, when I first started using this, it was like having a high school girlfriend. I mean, it was really cool to have, but boy, was it high maintenance. But that, I got over that pretty quickly. It took a while to, you know, I would spend upwards of an hour sometimes getting everything right. But now that your system has gotten much better, I'm more comfortable with it. I remember to tap the game golf on my belt more often. I don't miss it very much. It really doesn't take me that long to enter the data anymore.
Yeah, there's a few things there, you know. Well, one, actually, I was our head of product. He just called me over to his PC a while ago, and he said, or his Mac, and he said, have a look at this. So I looked at something that's coming. So we have made improvements on the editing, and now there's more coming. I mean, and what I've seen looks fantastic. So, I mean, we really have a very sharp product and engineering team working on this stuff. And we have a solid design part of our company as well. So what I've seen, the people that are using the system are going to love what's coming in terms of the editing functionality and making that even easier and more intuitive. So we're constantly working on that.
Great.
And there was what else? The tagging as well, or tapping the top of the tag that fits into the top of your club to the device for each shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, and I may have said this on the last show, you know, that's something that we purposely built into this. It's a performance trigger. So when I stand on the tee box and when I tap the club to the device vibrates and it registers my location and it registers my club that I have in my hand. But that's the mechanical aspect of tagging. The performance aspect of tagging is when I do that action, I ask myself in my head, I mentally say to myself, okay, when was the last time I used this driver and I hit a really nice shot? And it might have been the hole before or it might have been the week before. But while I'm just kind of wiggling and getting myself into my pre-shot routine, in my mind, I'm asking myself, I'm trying to recall, when did I hit a nice shot with that club? And as soon as I have it, I remember it. What did it look like? What did it sound like? What did it feel like? And when that process has gone through in my head, which takes about 2 seconds, then I hit the shot. So that is something that is incredibly valuable to a golfer, because what you see, and even when we go out here, and one of the guys in our company is Jacob, and he's a PGA professional, so he is really, really a great golfer. You know, I think he plays off scratch or something very close to it. And, you know, I set up a bit of a challenge through the system where I could compete with him on putts per hole. And it didn't matter how many shots it took me to get to the hole, as long as I came up short of the green and I pitched on beside the flag and I one put it. And I started to frustrate Jacob because I was beginning to beat him, even though he was getting there in 2 shots, right?
Right.
And, you know, I kind of reminded him, hey, Jacob, remember why we designed this tagging feature? So that you would remember, so that it would force you to remember. So he was getting frustrated. He was taking out his next club to take a shot. I knew by him that he wasn't having a great time. So I said, hey, let's just stop for a sec. The tagging, what's the tagging all about? And he said, so it's, you recall the last time I used the 7-iron in, you know, in a similar situation. So I said, do that. And I actually stuck on him for at least 4 or 5 different shots where I kept, and I brought him back into that pattern. And when you do that, it doesn't matter how bad the game is going for you, because if you train your mind to constantly focus on the last time you used that club in a really good way, that's what the tour players do. That's what Freddie Couples used to do when he was younger. And we have built that in into this device, into the tagging, or where you tap the tag to the device. That's what that is all about. If you look at it as a mechanical process, you know, it's, yeah, I have to remember to do it every time. If you look at it, or if you go through that process, if you make it part of your pre-shot, if you say to yourself, when was the last time I used that club really well? And then as you're, you know, wiggling, setting yourself up, getting your feet into the right position, all that stuff, and as part of that pre-shot routine in your mind, once you get the picture, once you get the movie from the past, and once you remember what it felt like, or pretend to remember what it feels like, it will allow you to bring just a better sense to the shot you're about to take. And it'll keep you in the, you know, Bob Rotella and all these different books you read, stay in the present. Well, we've built that into this device. But again, it's an education process. It's a bit of a behavioral change. But when used that way, we see scores come down very, very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what Golf Smarter is all about.
That's exactly. you actually said that the last time, and that's right. It's golfing smarter. If you want to, you know, I mean, different strokes for different folks. But for sure, if you want to enjoy your time while you're golfing, which why wouldn't you, versus getting frustrated when you're out there on, you know, in the middle of nature, the tapping of the club to the device is something that really, really can help if used properly.
Yeah. John, I have to be completely honest with you. The game golf has created a problem in my marriage.
Oh,
hey, really? You find that funny?
I'm 6 years at this. It also has created a problem in my marriage.
Well, you know, that's your business has created it. The podcast I can talk about forever about how it's created a problem in my marriage. I'm talking about the why the game golf has created a problem in my marriage is because since I've been using it, I've been getting better at golf. And as I get better at golf, I want to play more. And yeah. It's like, no, I'm not available this weekend because I'm playing Saturday and Sunday. No, you're not. No, you're not. We have plans. Oh, right. Okay, we'll go for a hike.
I know. I know the feeling. Trust me.
What other... So breaking down shot by shot, your distance, how close you get. I kind of have a sense of why this is, but can you explain to me why it doesn't tell me how long my putts are and how successful I am with that?
Yeah, so what it does, it counts your number of putts, provided you tag each putt. Mm-hmm. You know, we, from a technology perspective, we are augmenting the GPS with motion sensors. But off-the-shelf GPS is just not, it's not good enough for, it's not good enough to give you the distances on the green accurately enough for that area. However, though, we are working on a feature that could possibly change that. Or if you as the user, you know, spend the time to, you know, look at your putts and make sure they're in the correct locations, we give you a benefit for doing that, such as your conversion rates inside 4 foot, 8 foot, and 12 foot. And really, that's what you need to know. It's not about the distances of your putts, other than maybe you want bragging rights over draining that 47 foot putt or whatever. It's more about what are your conversion rates inside 12 foot, 8 foot, and 4 foot. And that's the type of thing that we're working on right now.
Mm, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. And what about bunker shots? Does it recognize if you're doing bunker shots, if you're inside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely it does, yeah. We have, in total, we've 36,000 courses mapped. And what that actually means is that we've basically given meaning to the maps. And we have all the bunkers, et cetera, they've all been mapped. So we know, it's a bunker that you're in.
Mm.
And that's used.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking that you can't really give me accurate numbers on the putts because they change the flag every day, right?
Well, that's the other challenge with golf, yeah, in terms of, yeah, but even, yes, actually, if there was, that's the number one reason, actually, because we are augmenting the GPS, so we can get it to a reasonable level, but yeah, because the flag changes. However, we're actually also working on a feature where, you know, you position the flag, then it's positioned for everybody else type thing. So we're constantly looking at how we can improve things around the putting area.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if there's one place where I don't tag enough, or I don't recognize that I'm not tagging, or I recognize that I'm not tagging, is that on gimmies. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, you're good. Pick it up. It's like, pick it up and walk away. It's like, oh, I didn't tag. So I got to run back over to the green.
Oh, I hate seeing that. One thing I don't like is, I really don't like to see somebody going back to tag. I mean, what I do is I just, if I forget, I forget. And afterwards, when I'm editing the round, mm-hmm. you know, I'll know that if it looks like I one put it when I know I two put it, I'll add a put. You know, it's pretty simple to do that. Because we went to extraordinary lengths to create a system that doesn't get in the way around the golf, but also that allows you to perform better. And that's what the tagging is about. And then, you know, having the editing after your round versus going into a mobile phone while you're playing and just getting in the way of what should be just a fantastic time when you're golfing versus being on your phone, we decided to have the editing afterwards. And again, that actually, you know, from a usability point of view, we thought that was the right thing to do. We still do. But that allowed us actually to... It allowed the device to be permissible under the rules of golf so it can be used in competition.
Mm.
And that actually is really, really important because, you know, if I give you an example of a kid that, let's say a kid that is at home, you're kicking the ball, you have a goal post drawn on the wall, and you're pretending you're in a match and you're scoring penalty, or you're kicking penalties or whatever the case may be. But you put that kid or adult or whatever in a situation where you've players all around you and you've there's a number of people watching you and you're in a different situation, which is a real situation where you've only one kick to take the shot. It's a different pressure that's on you and you perform differently. And golf is no different. You can practice all you want on a driving range. You can use systems that allow you to track the distances of each shot you take when you're at the driving range. But the reason the average handicap for golfers has not come down in years is because all the technology is for before you actually play the round of golf. It's when you play the round of golf, it's a completely different feeling and situation when you stand up in the first tee box, when there's three guys with you, or girls, or whatever the situation is, and they're watching you and it's the first shot of the day. It's a completely different situation than standing on a driving range. You know, so the system that we've developed with the tagging, etc., it allows for those data to be captured. And what's even more different actually is when you're in competition, because now people perform and behave differently under pressure. So the system captures how you did when you were playing in that competition. This is the first system, and it's going to be the only system that allows that to happen because it's permissible. And now you can really start to dial your game in if you like to compete in the Saturday and Sunday competitions.
Fascinating. So interesting that it does work for what after your round, during and after. But it doesn't interfere with your round at all, except if, like I said, oh, I needed to tag, so I go back. Or sometimes I'll just go, oh, I didn't tag. All right, I'll just tag right now, and then I'll adjust it later.
Yeah. You know, and another thing we're learning a lot. I mean,
look,
we're learning loads. There is a perception out there as well that, you know, this system is obviously only for the good golfers. But not true, actually. I mean, certainly in some articles that have been written, it's like it's only really for the stats junkie or whatever. When we look across our system, we are equally represented in all the categories, you know, the high handicap, the mid handicap, the low handicap. And it's because of the way we've designed this thing. There is a value proposition for, if you just like going out there with the boys and having a few drinks, the system is designed to not get in your way. You're not taking out your phone. You know, you can just go and enjoy your round of golf. If you're that mid-handicap golfer that is trying to get better, or if you are the more avid type that's lower handicap golfer, the system allows you through the stats, etc. So there's a value proposition here for depending on which type of golfer you are. And that's actually very, very important. And one of the reasons that the PGA of America are involved with this company, involved with us, and it's because of the way we designed it. We designed this thing so that it can be used by any type of golfer, that whether it's recreational, whether it's tour player, or whether it's that low handicap that's really trying to dial it in. So it goes across all the types of golfers.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more on that. Are there future opportunities for the product to... so that I don't have to hardwire it to my computer? Will you be able to Bluetooth or Wi-Fi the information in? Or has that been prevented by the PGA?
No, rulings. The PGA doesn't prevent anything, but the USGA...
The USGA, I meant.
The RNA are the ruling bodies. And, I don't know how things will change in the future, but I do know that the way we've approached the design of this thing right now, it allows it to be permissible under the rules of golf. Are we looking at other ways of doing this? Absolutely. We're looking at lots of different things right now.
And that may be one of them, or it isn't. I mean, because I look at the data on a mobile thing, not on my computer, but I have to enter it on the computer. Luckily, I have a laptop.
Yeah. We're definitely looking at it. We're looking at different ways of doing that. But our kind of focus for 24, our focus really though is delivering an incredible amount of functionality and features that the golfer will love.
Yeah.
And that's what we are working on. And that's why the people that are in this company, a lot of them are people that actually approach the company wanting to work within the company. Because they love golf. So it's fantastic when your product manager and others like that they love golf. They're constantly looking at the different things that are out there. We're constantly looking at how do we improve things? How do we make it better? We're constantly listening to our customers. So we have a very, very healthy pipeline that we are spending on right now in developing future features that will just keep delivering the wow factor on what we're doing here.
Wow factor is high. I'm going to testify to this. The wow factor is very high. The usefulness factor, the helpful factor, they're all very, very high. What other kind of improvements can you, give us a hint that are coming and changes that are coming?
I mean, well, we've just launched challenges. You know that, right?
Yeah, I just noticed that this afternoon. Let's talk about challenges, because that's what I want to do with the Golf Smarter community. I want Golf Smarter listeners who have a game golf to make sure that they reach out to me and we start a communication. I'd rather do it on your platform than on Facebook. I think it makes more sense to talk about our golf games and our challenges on your platform. So what exactly are these challenges, and how can we take advantage of this as a community, a Golf Smarter community?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we've done is we have, as I said, we're learning loads and loads. And sometimes reading between the lines, you actually see stuff that you haven't thought of. And one of the things that come back is this competitive nature of our users. So what we've launched is the ability for users to create challenges with each other in a very fun way, which allows them to compete and compare. And I kind of give you an example that, I'm a high handicap golfer. Jacob in our company is a low handicap golfer, but I want to beat him. And handicap doesn't do it. So there needs to be other ways to do it. There needs to be a way to break down the game so that every hole is enjoyable for me. Mm-hmm. Because, that's what getting more people into golf.
And it's not just stroke play, which we are predominantly stroke play here in the U.S., but for you growing up, it was match play, right?
Yes, it was match play. And, so from listening to our customers, we have developed what we believe actually is going to be a fundamental shift in in basically how people compete and challenge each other, basically challenges where you can create your own challenge. You can create community challenges that are open to everybody. So let's say, Fred, you and I wanted to compete. We could create a private challenge to just you and I. Mm. Or you want to create a challenge and you want to involve all your listeners. You can create a community challenge to do that. And we've also just actually released feature challenges, which is exactly what we will do here. You will be one of our feature challenges. And that will allow your listeners to basically join the challenge. And then every time you play golf and every time you upload your data with Game Golf, there is a leaderboard and you'll be able to see how you rank relative to the other listeners. And that should get that should get the competitive spirit going in the whole thing.
Very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but does it take into account, you know, like you say you're what, 18 handicap, 15? Where are you these days?
So, well, what we're doing actually is, you know, we're constantly looking for new ways to enhance the digital platform that we've created. Mm-hmm. So, and we're doing that by providing users with tools to improve their game. And the challenges is one of those tools. So basically, you can compete on the stats. So we can create a challenge on drive distance. That allows me, for example, to create a challenge against my brother in Ireland. And he plays 18 holes, I play 18 holes. And the system then lets us know who won based on our basically longest drive over the 18 holes. It allows you to create challenges based on greens and regulation. Who's got the best greens and regulation? Who's got the lowest number of putts? Who's got the highest number of pars? Who's got the highest number of birdies? And who's got the best score? So we're breaking down the game into chunks that allow people to compete against each other in a fun way, regardless of handicap.
I see. So it's not about score.
It can be about score as well. Yeah, that's in there too. Yeah.
Okay. But it does or does not take your handicap into consideration when you do it on a score situation.
I think we're doing it on our average score. I think that's how we're doing it when it comes to score. That I'd need to check actually, but if we're not, I'm sure we will be.
I can see there's a number of them that you've created: putts per hole, number of birdies, greens in regulation, over under. No, what's the best over under? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
So let me just log on here and we'll take a look as well. Sure. So you're on the system right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the community challenges, and you did one. You have 14 people. Results pending from August 8 to August 10. Lowest score.
You're in community challenges, okay?
Yeah.
And over under is I'm assuming it's in this case
competition it's, over
that's
under
par.
Yeah, par.
So it's it's. I guess, let me just check here. What is the tiebreaker on this? So I'm looking at the competition is over, under par. The winner, so the leader in this is minus two, so he's two under. And let's say somebody else was two under as well, then it goes to the tiebreaker, which is total par. Mm-hmm. And in this case, so let's say there was two minus twos and one had 14 pars and the other had 17 pars. Well, then the 17 pars would win the competition.
Yeah, well, I can see you were talking about you like to compete against Jacob, but he's got you here. I mean, his score plus three, your score plus 23.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right, that's
now.
Enough information.
Hold on a little sec. Let's just check that out. Which one is that now?
That right. was on the lowest score, 8-8 through 8-10, the best over-under that you created.
My challenges, okay. Yeah, you know, I when I was younger, I probably shouldn't be saying it. Well, when I was younger, I was just so competitive. I can remember my father. We were playing in a stadium. It was a football game. Actually, it was Irish Gaelic football, mm-hmm. and we had lost a final. And I was like 13. I was crying, and my dad was My dad was kneeing me to the side, and he was like, "Get up! You're embarrassing us. Get up." So. So when you said Jacob had me there, I was like, okay, where's that? I'd like to see that.
I want to make sure that the Golf Smarter community starts picking these up and starts reaching out to me on the Game Golf website and we start doing some challenges. So let's talk about now how to get. When you first went with Indiegogo, when you first hit market, the price point on New Game Golf was $249.
That is correct.
You have an announcement to make, I understand.
Yes, yes. We are one of the things, you know, again, the PGF America invested in this company. And their mandate is to grow the game and serve their members. And, you know, so they see us as an extension of them. And the reason they do is because when we designed this thing, we designed it, you know, golf is an industry that needs to go into the 21st century. Yes, its traditions need to be respected, which we've done. You know, so we've done all the right things here. And now what we're doing is because we have, you know, in 180 days since we've launched, which is nothing, we have 80,000 rounds uploaded to the platform. We have over, I think as of today, now I think we've about 6.5 million golf shots in our system. We're doing very, very well. So because we have economies of scale, you know, we are able to drop the price. So what we're doing is we have a new price point at 199 that we're announcing here for the first time. And that is, you know, that's us basically, you know, we're kind of saying, you know, we've done well. We can, due to economies of scale, we are in a position where we can drop the price so that more golfers can get their hands on this product. And basically, you know, start enjoying it, start playing more golf, start improving or, you know, helping them improve and helping them enjoy the game more with a view of getting more golfers into the game because socialism as well is at the core of this thing. So, you know, we think we're doing a really good thing here for the industry by doing this. We don't need to do this, but we've decided to do it.
Well, I think it's a major move, and it'll definitely open the door for a lot of people, especially this time of year to do this season. We still have some time to play. You're coming into, in the Southern Hemisphere, you're getting to a time where they're going to start playing more. I think that $199 US is a fabulous price for this. But you're even being more generous with the Golf Smarter community. Thank you for making that announcement here that it's never been announced anywhere but here, the first time it's being announced. But I'll take the lead on this one so it doesn't sound like I never heard this before. But thank you again for Golf Smarter members. And there's going to be a bleep coming up if you're not a member. But for Golf Smarter members, there is a 10% discount off of that $199 with the coupon, the checkout code, and this will be bleeped as well if you're not a member, but the checkout code is Golf Smarter.
Yeah, Golf Smarter.
And make sure, so now you get $199, you get 10% off of that. You're not going to find that price anywhere else on the web, and that's why we had to bleep it out, because you have a lot of channel partners, you have a lot of retailers involved in this, and we don't want to upset anybody. So this is a very exclusive, very private discount, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing that, John.
Yeah, well, I could tell you we're doing it with nobody else. So it's basically, you know, you have been really good to us. When we come out on Indiegogo, you know, you supported us. Your listeners have supported us. I'm not sure what the ramifications of doing this will be, but, you know, we want to give back and we want to give something to you for really, really kind of getting behind us here. And we've golfed, so we like each other. And I think it's just a nice thing to be able to do to your listeners. And we want to. Yeah, I think it's a nice thing. It's nice to give back.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's another like $20 off of it. So now you're paying. Well, I'm not going to do these numbers because I don't want to keep bleeping things. But
yeah, just make sure you bleep it.
Yeah, I promise.
It's just the members.
It's just for the members who are going to hear this. And if you want to hear it, you're going to have to do that. So anyway, my last question, though, is, you know, once you get your game golf, once you start using it, if you're taking lessons, how important is it for you to coordinate with your instructor this information?
Well, if you're taking lessons, I mean, you know, so what happens today? Today, you go to your instructor or your PGA professional or whoever it is that's coach giving you golf lessons. Generally, you go to the driving range and generally, you know, you hit some balls, they look at your swing, they tell you, okay, you need to get your stance better aligned. You know, you need to be better aligned. Your stance needs to be a little bit wider. Your left arm needs to be straighter. So they look at your swing and they try, and that's what they do. And that's good. But what they don't have is, or what's missing, is the connection to when you actually go play your round of golf. How you actually play the course. What sort of distances are you achieving while you're actually playing? Normally or in competition. So the system allows, you know, if you are being coached, your coach can follow you on the system, and they can see, you know, provided you allow them, they can see your data. So that the next time you go back for a lesson, they already know how much you've been playing. They already know what you've been doing. And they can start to tell you, okay, it's obvious that you're slicing the ball because this percentage of the time you're over here. And so we need to work on that. And now the lessons can be, you know, much more targeted, much more efficient, and possibly you even need less of them because it's just targeted at actually what you need to achieve versus trying to guess while looking at your swing. So, you know, this is a tool that we have, obviously with the PGA involved, we've many, many, many PGA professionals now using this as part of their coaching programs. So yeah, it allows for both. It allows you for you to try and figure it out, because a lot of people, you know, some people don't want to go for lessons. And for those that do go for lessons, it allows you to share data that's very relevant so that you can have really targeted coaching sessions that actually can help you improve.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to take lessons, you know, it's going to be a lot more expensive if you ask your pro to go out and do a playing lesson, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, come out with me on the course and see, you know, how this is working, because then you can see course management skills and things like that. But having this for just $199, you can have this. He can review your rounds. He can see what your course management skills are like.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's huge. It's really huge. And you're getting, and clearly, I love hearing that you're getting buy-in from PGA professionals. When we played together at Lake Merced Country Club, they were selling them right there in the pro shop at the country club.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's really fantastic. Actually, one thing I wanted to say as well, you know, the code Golf Smarter, we will have to expire that at some stage. So just so you know that. I mean, we can't leave that open-ended, so we'll give it a few weeks and something like that.
Okay, yes. And I apologize for not bringing that up, but that is a limited time offer. So if you are interested in picking one of these up, jump on it, because it is a limited time offer, and I will give you updates as we progress and get closer of when that expiration date is. But that discount for Golf Smarter members is going to be limited time, so move quickly on that.
Well, it's not so much to move quickly. For me, this is going out to a private audience. It's a different price point, so I just got to be very careful with our price points. That's all.
Yeah. And I appreciate that, and I respect that. And again, I am so grateful that you even offer that to our audience. Thank you very much. Thank you again for your time. I really appreciate you sharing with us and being part of our community. It's nice to have you come in and visit with us. And I hope that we get another chance to go out and play again. And for the Golf Smarter community, please check out the videos as well. Now that you've listened, you can see John and I playing together. And I also have a video out there that I take the game golf out on the course, and I talk about the different things that you can do. You can see me doing it. And then I bring it back into the studio, and I do a setup on my computer. I plug it in, and you can see what I'm going through. So unfortunately, it was, you know, that was when features, not all the features are there now, but you'll get a good sense. So check out both of those videos on Golf Smarter TV. John, thanks again. Best of luck. I wish you nothing but tremendous success and the right buyer someday, or that you just get so big that you're honored in the Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on, and thank your listeners for listening to this. I hope it was some fun. If nothing else, it's an Irish accent. It's a different accent. So thank you very much, Fred. As always, absolute pleasure, and we got to get out on Lake Merced.
So if you're interested in purchasing a game golf, please go to golfsmarter.com, click on their ad on our homepage. That will let them know you were referred by this podcast. And please, please, please do not publicize anywhere on the web the information on this exclusive discount provided to Golf Smarter members. You are the only people on the planet who are getting any additional discounts beyond this new price drop. And it would not only become a huge problem for John, but it would definitely jeopardize our relationship with him. But to emphasize my point on the value that I get from Game Golf, when I received the Indiegogo beta unit back in October 2013, my index had been hovering for months at around 13.5 and actually stayed there for another couple months until I started really seeing what my deficiencies were. And I can focus on those. Now here we are approaching September 2014. I've been using it for less than a year, and my index is at an all-time low of 11.0 and dropping, I hope. I want to let you know that we've decided to divert our resources elsewhere, and the Golf Smarter app is no longer available in iTunes or at the Google Play Store. Mainly because I didn't like what we were offering Golf Smarter members in this app. And that was not a whole lot. But I'm not giving up on mobile. I'm still looking to figure out how we can make it easier for you and make it easier for everyone to get episodes. If you listen on a phone or a tablet, you can refer to the Ways to Listen section in our members-only site for my favorite password-protected podcast apps for both iOS and Android. Lastly, I want to thank those of you who sent me emails regarding my safety, my family's safety, after the 6.1 earthquake that struck Napa, California last Sunday morning. Yeah, the best way for me to respond is just saying that you really know you're a native Californian when you're awakened by a significant earthquake. And if you didn't hear any thumps, crashes, or broken glass, you go right back to sleep without getting out of bed. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.